Maryland's news now. On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
5:38. Today, as we've been saying, the Maryland Stadium Authority announced there will be no smoking at Camden Yards or M&T Bank Stadium. Both the Ravens and the Orioles are working on plans, they say, to allow smokers to exit the stadium and re-enter. We don't know exactly what those plans will be yet, but we want to get your reaction. We have had a lot of reaction online, but let's hear from Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hi there. As a non-smoker, I'm actually disturbed that we're ostracizing these people as if they're doing something illegal. You can go to any establishment, and any private establishment should have the right to ban smoking, but I think we're taking it too far.
Matt, thanks a lot.
No problem.
I want to let you know what we've been hearing on Facebook as well. Michael writes, "That sucks. I'm surprised they didn't just add a fee to smokers' tickets since a beer is $9. Rick writes, "They just got the fans back at Oriole Park. I don't smoke, but I feel they will lose some fans." And Ursula says, "So glad. Hated walking through all the smokers." We're taking your calls right now at 410-467-WBAL, 1-800-767-WBAL, Verizon Star WBAL, AT&T Pound WBAL. We should add that apparently Maryland is a little behind the game when it comes to these policies. Most stadiums, both football stadiums and baseball stadiums, do ban smoking in their stadiums. So this is a first for Maryland, and obviously it'll get some reaction. But if you went to Cincinnati, for example, you would see the same thing there and at most baseball stadiums around the country as well. Dr. Jack joins us now with his reaction. Hi.
Hi, Mary Beth. I'm a physician, so obviously from a health standpoint, I'm against smoking, but I think we're violating some rights here, so I would propose to the Stadium Authority, let's ban alcohol, too, and see how that goes over.
They wouldn't like that at all, would they?
That's a big revenue.
Thank you, Dr. Jack. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Alexander just wrote on our Facebook page, "I agree. Stay home. With the cheap seats starting at $56, watch it on TV. Why should we care, really? All the players make millions. Let them get the money through the ads." Mark writes in on our Facebook page, "No smoking anywhere on the property or within 25 feet of the property." Mark, that's exactly right. That's what they're saying. So they're going to come up with a designated area 25 feet out from any of the entrances. Tom, you're with us now. Hi. Tom, you're breaking up a little bit. Give it another go.
Okay. Is this better?
Much.
Thank you. Well, I'm a smoker. I'm also a taxpayer, and I know our state wastes thousands, millions of dollars a year on us smokers. But also, we like to be entertained. We like to go to places. And I understand that they have a non-smoking thing, and I understand the non-smoker. But how about accommodating the smoker in an area, in the stadium? It is an outdoor facility. I just don't understand this. What's next? I mean, if you want to have a drink at the stadium, you're going to have that outside, too. I think it's a civil liberty. And I'm not very pleased on this ban at all.
All right, Tom. Thank you.
Thank you.
David, how are you weighing in?
Hi, Mary Beth.
Hi.
Hey, I'm glad they're banning it. And as for Dr. Jack, you can't compare it to alcohol. Alcohol, if someone's sitting next to me drinking a beer, it's not impacting my health. There's already laws against over-drinking and driving and putting someone else in danger. But if you smoke right next to me, yeah, you're putting me in danger.
Yeah, I was wondering, David, have you ever been bothered in the concourse area? A lot of people I know smoke out there, and there's some designated areas in M&T Bank Stadium. Have you ever been bothered by that?
Oh, walking through it all the time. And I find it ironic, at the stadium, even at the hospitals, I'm not sure how bad it is now, you have to walk through the smoke to get into the hospital. It's just walking through it. It's like, I don't need that. And, the smoker themselves, they're getting it filtered, and I'm not.
All right, David, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. We had another Dave write us on our Facebook page. "I'm sure they will still have designated smoking areas scattered around both parks. Might not be as convenient, but this can't come as a shock to any smokers. As a non-smoker, I'm kind of meh about it. Guess you have to weigh the need for a smoke versus time and game time missed taking an escalator ride." And Sydney also writes, "Ban it everywhere. It's disgusting. I'm sorry if my breathing is an infringement on your rights." Do we have Dave on the phone? Hey, Dave.
How you doing?
Great, thanks.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. You should be able to go somewhere without having to breathe secondhand smoke. That's all I got to say.
All right. We appreciate it. Thank you. And that's been the reaction that we've been getting. You can comment on our Facebook page. You can tweet us as well. But just reacting to the new ban by the Maryland Stadium Authority, no smoking at Camden Yards or M&T Bank Stadium.